Let's have a chat to Michael Cipone, Fox Sports A-League, to talk to us about what should be a ripper of a game.
Is Zappers there?
He is there. G'day, Zappers.
Good morning, boys.
Of course,
morning,
Zappers for Alfred Barbers, Melbourne Central, Hardware Lane and Flinders Lane. Zappers, what a massive game for the City organisation tonight.
Oh, it's huge. Now, I should just mention the boys from Alpha Barber's about to open another store in Spring Street, near Parliament Station.
So onwards and there. Upwards. Onwards and upwards.
George, will expect you down there, George. After you.
Have I got enough hair left?
That George has. You know, we've got to keep it neat.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, massive, massive day for Melbourne City. George, you know that huge expectation on this club leading into this season and probably underachieved. And they would be the first to admit that finishing outside the top three was something that they were not planning on, and they wanted to make the Asian Champions League. They just fell short last weekend in what was one of the most entertaining games of football we've ever seen in the A-League against Perth, and they get to do it all again today. The beauty about it for Melbourne City, of course, is they've earned the right to host the final today, so we are at Amy Park for Melbourne City and Perth, and that gives them the slight edge. But when you look at the games between these two this season, they've all had plenty of goals, and I expect no different today. I'm not expecting either side to change anything. They will be out there playing their natural game, and Perth Glory's natural game is to go out and attack. They've got the worst defence in the league, so that means they'll be out there trying to score as many as they can.
No fear is their makeup. It's in their makeup. They've come and ambushed us before. They did it early in the season and upset the Billy Cart when we were playing some good football. So today, tonight, at Amy, it'll be on for young and old, and we've got to win it. If you're a City fan, you've got to get out there, and you've got to get behind them. I don't care what anyone says. The 12th man makes a difference, Zappers, and we've got to turn the tide tonight.
Yeah, it does, and Melbourne City's crowds have been better this year than they were last year, but I really hope that the Melbourne City fans come out in force, and all football fans in general. The only game of A-League on this weekend in this city.
And it'll be a cracker. It'll be a sensational game.
Oh, if it's anything, half the game it was last weekend. we'll see plenty of goals. And don't forget, last time they played at Amy Park, the other undercurrent story today is Bruno Fornaroli and Liam Reddy, the goalkeeper for Perth Glory. Remember, Fornaroli had a couple of penalties last time, and Liam Reddy was right on top of it. So it'll be interesting to see when it comes, if a penalty comes his way, Bruno Fornaroli. I'm sure he'll be the one to step up and take it. But Reddy's got a slight edge. Saved a couple last time, and that will be a fascinating battle to watch as well. Melbourne City need to work on their defence. They know that. Michael Jakobsen came back into the side a couple of weeks ago, and he certainly added depth and added that steel and organisation and experience that City had been lacking in the last couple of weeks. So Michael Valkanis will want to make sure that they're as tight as they can be at the back. And he's tried a few different partnerships for Jakobsen over the last few weeks, whether it's Osama Malik or whether it's Ruan Tonjic. It'll be interesting to see which pairing he goes for.
And, of course, that game will be live tonight on 11:16 SEN, the Melbourne City Perth Glory Elimination Final, with Francis Leach and Grant Bremner calling the action here after the footy this afternoon. Also, the other underlying story for this one, too, is the trash talk that's coming out of Perth towards Melbourne City, and the stuff that's coming out of the mouth of Andy Keogh in regards to the fact that Melbourne City is saying that they don't play a physical game, they act like a bunch of fairies. Pretty tough stuff.
Well, that's exactly what Melbourne City would want leading into this one. If I were the Melbourne City staff, I'd be putting up all those headlines in the dressing rooms this afternoon.
I'd actually put them in the hallway. As they walk in and walk out, they can see it.
Yeah, and that will just give them a little bit more motivation if they didn't need it already. Those words from Andy Keogh, I love it. I love the trash talk.
Gives
us something to talk about, but geez, Kenny Lowe would be having a word to him on the side saying, we don't need to give them any more ammunition than what they've already got, and that's exactly what it is. It's ammunition. I think Andy Keogh's referring to the fact that, you know, there's been a lot of competition for spots at Melbourne City this year, and you know, he's trying to plant the seed that perhaps it's not all happy in the dressing room.
Correct.
And Tim Cahill's in there, and he's a great leader. But Tim Cahill's presence meant that Bruno Fornaroli had to play a bit of a different role this year. It means less goals for Fornaroli. It means Colasso's been battling for his spot, the marquee player with the likes of Bruce Kamau and Nick Fitzgerald and Caceres. And there's some great depth in this squad. So competition for places has been really, really strong this year. And I think we'll see the best of Melbourne City this afternoon, and that's where the depth really comes in. When you've got these competition for spots and you've got finals football, if you need to bring someone in off the bench, That's one of Melbourne City's strengths this year. They've got great depth on their bench. When you can bring, you know, someone like Nick Fitzgerald on or Bruce Kamau on, it's very, very good to have for Michael Valkanis.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And also Brisbane, a one-all draw with Western Sydney at full-time. Going through, though, in penalties, winning at 6-5.
This was a sensational match.
Cracker game.
Both goalkeepers were outstanding during this game. Vedran Janjetovic for Western Sydney pulled off some of the saves of the season, as did Michael Theo. And Michael Theo came on with a few minutes to go, came off the ground injured.
With a knee.
And then, yeah, Jamie Young comes in and the reserve goalkeeper. The first thing he does is make another save of the season, the first touch of the ball pretty much.
Yeah.
That takes a lot to do. Didn't have any time to get a flow for the...
I thought it was a poor penalty, but you're right. He did the right thing. He stayed in there and committed himself.
Yeah, and just before that, George, in normal time, he pulled off a great save in general play.
No, you're right. You're right.
Yeah. And then in the penalty shootout, he did well as well by just holding his dive until he saw
Correct.
The play and which way he went.
Yeah.
But every penalty until then were brilliantly taken.
They were perfect, weren't they?
Yeah, Robbie Cornflake, the central defender, put his in the top corner. So it was great to watch. Great drama in the A-League to kick off the finals. And Brisbane Roar live to see another day. Thomas Broich lives to see another day. He'll be leaving Brisbane at the end of the season. So
yeah, the legend of Broich just keeps getting bigger and bigger, doesn't it?
Yeah, he was great in the second half. He had a pretty poor first half, but he really lifted in that second half, and it was great to watch yet again. And they've got a good side, John Aloisi's team, and they play in the Asian Champions League this week. They have to travel and then come back to Melbourne to play Melbourne Victory on Sunday. So you'd expect John Aloisi to start a very, very young team in the Asian Champions League midweek and then keep his team as fresh as possible for their game against Melbourne Victory on Sunday here at Amy Park in Melbourne. That's a semi-final, of course, and the winner of that goes straight through to the grand final. And the winner of today's game will play Sydney FC on Saturday night, next Saturday night in Sydney. It's a tough task, but they want to get over today first.
Yeah, they certainly do. And just before I let you go, mate, the disappointing news overnight, that Tottenham went down to Chelsea in the FA Cup. Chelsea going through 4-2 and Arsenal up against Man City tonight.
Yeah, it's a fascinating battle between Tottenham and Chelsea in the race for the English Premier League as well. So great to see for Chelsea fans that they were able to get up, because their form's been patchy in the last few weeks. Tottenham are coming strong, and the race for the Premier League title is not over yet. But good win for Antonio Conte's men. It's been a great season for Conte in his first season of the English Premier League. He's adapted very, very well, and it's not easy to do coming from another league. So well done to Chelsea and to Conte, but fascinating to watch the end of the Premier League season. And it will be remiss of me not to mention my team, Tony Shebeke, Juventus, midweek.
Yes, I know.
They could win it all. They could win it all.
They could. We are close. I was in Berlin 2 years ago. I went for the final against Barcelona, and they were too good for us that day. But Juventus has changed their team a lot in the last couple of years, really strengthened the side, and it was a great deal of payback for the Juventus players and fans to knock Barcelona out of the tournament. And they're looking strong in this tournament. They're in the semi-final now, and they've got Monaco in the semi, so the draw has been kind to them as well.
Yeah, Uwe, Uwe.
Yeah, you're yelling.
I can hear it now.
Yeah, I can too.
Yeah, loose sticker, just getting super excited.
Enjoy the night tonight, Zappers, and go Melbourne City. Fingers crossed.
Thanks, boys.
Thanks, Zappers.
Melbourne Zapponi, Fox Sports A-League commentator, with thanks to Alpha Barbers, Melbourne Central Hardware Lane, Flinders Street, and a new shop opening up in Spring Street.